Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 207. And this is the fourth class in the series called They Tell of the Glory of Your Kingdom and Speak of Your Might, a 10-part series on how to prepare and present lessons, teaching, preaching, Bible discussion formats, that kind of thing. And we're looking at some ways in which we can both look like, to get out of a passage what it's really about, structure it for a lesson or discussion, and then present it. Now this week we're talking about how to select your point. And as you can see, we're in a different place. We're in my kitchen for this. And you might, if you listen carefully, hear something bubbling away in the background on the cooker, which is just here. And if you're listening to the audio rather than watching the video, then bear with me. I'll do my best to do audio description here. But I'll explain what's going on in this kitchen and why you can hear boiling a little bit later on. So today it's all about finding the point. Finding the point, boiling it all down to a point so that you know what you're talking about. You've chosen your text, you've explored it, you've mined some other resources like commentaries. Now you need to find the point, the main point, the underlying point, the foundational point, the central point around which all other things connect and fit together. Now, sometimes you'll get to this point of finding the point further on in the preparation process. I'm going to put this class in here, but it can come after you've done more work on structure and used other resources, which I will talk a little bit more about in this video a bit later. But I want to say that sometimes the point comes early, sometimes it comes later. Don't stress out if you haven't got your point straight away. But also sometimes just God reveals to you what the main point is quite early on in the process. That's our topic today, is finding this point. Now, before we get into the detail of what the point might be, it's important also to talk about why having one point really matters. For almost all lessons, there should be really only one point. There might be some sub-points, but one point. Why one point? Well, if you don't know your point, your audience almost certainly won't. You're going to be serving your audience, your congregation, your listeners better by knowing what you're talking about and being clear about it, and that will help them. Remember, it is a privilege to speak to these people, and they are there to learn. Let's hope that's the case, but they will be served a lot better if you know for sure, really clearly, what your point is. And so boiling everything down to that, to find that one point and to make it really clear, helps you, but also helps those to whom you're speaking. And that really matters. Let me illustrate this with two culinary examples, or two examples from the kitchen here. The first is the funnel. Have a look at this. Here we have a beautiful jug full of summer fruit squash, full of all the goodness that we have so far found out from our passage. As we've studied our passage, we've written all over it, we've drawn pictures, we've thought about it, we've prayed about it, we've read commentaries and dictionaries, perhaps we've asked other people, we've looked on the internet for ideas, and we think we've got now lots and lots of good information, like all of the good in this jug right here, all the good liquid there. But what do we need to do next? We need to funnel it down. We've got to find the point. And so what you need one of these. You need a funnel. You need to get this funneled through to the point that's really the point of your lesson. And so you need to now filter it. You need to pour it through. You need to get it through into the jug below where I'm making a nice splashy mess. But don't worry, you can't see that, so don't worry about it. I'll clear it up afterwards. But you're pouring it down. You're getting all the good stuff. And you're sending it all the way through the funnel, funneling it down until you get to your point. So one way to think about what you're doing is to think about the fact that with all that material, you're using a funnel to get down to the nub of the point, the real point, the main point that you believe is in this passage, at least for this congregation at this time. That's the funnel. Now, here's a second example from the kitchen, and that's to do with boiling things down. Have a look at this. A second illustration. Let me show you this saucepan. It has in it some soup, homemade soup that I made myself. It's cabbage and ginger soup. Really like it. I'm going to have it for an afternoon snack when I finish this recording. But it's a little bit watery, so what I want to do is boil it down. So let's see what happens as I turn up the temperature and we let it boil and see if we might boil it down and see what happens. Let's come back in a few minutes and see where we're at. How are things going? Boiling away nicely. Let's give it a few more minutes. Yes, the water has been boiling away. It is reduced. We are getting less and less fluid in there, but no, it's not gone far enough yet, so let's leave it back on for a bit longer. Let's talk about a couple of other things. Bear in mind that the point you're looking for is the point for this lesson at this time for this audience. In other words, if you came back to this passage a year from now, you might find a different point. It's not that there is only one possible point per passage. It's more that you need to find the point that is genuinely in the passage, but that applies for the congregation you're speaking to. That matters. It most likely will end up being the title of your lesson as well. Three questions can help you to find this point. First question to ask might be, why did this happen? When you're reading this passage in Luke, you're asking yourself partly, why did Jesus heal this, bring this boy back to life? Why did he actually do it? What was going on in his mind? Secondly, we need to ask ourselves why the author recorded it. Of all the stories Luke could have picked, why did he include this one? What was his point? What did he want us to understand about Jesus? And in particular, what did he want the early church to understand about Jesus and God? Why was this included? And the third question you can ask is, then what is the relevance of this story for my audience at this time? Again, the relevance might be different in a year's time, but what's the relevance to that story being, or this passage of scripture to my audience at this moment? Those are some questions to ask. Some people like to use a mind map. I think it was Dave Boyce that mentioned this to me, or somebody. I do occasionally as well. Let's see how we might populate something like a mind map. For example, you might have who. And the who, as we put it onto the mind map, is the disciples, Jesus, who's also called Lord and Prophet, the crowd, large crowd, the dead son, who's described as young, the widow, who of course is the mother, the bearers, and then indeed God is referenced. So I won't do this for the whole passage, but you can see how this helps to, it helps us to see, for example, different perspectives and try and imagine being in this situation from the perspective of a disciple. What would you have seen and heard? If you were Jesus, what would you see through his eyes if you were Jesus? What did the crowd see? What impressed them? What did the dead son experience? What did the widow and the mother as a mother experience? What did the bearers experience? And then in what way is God honored, or what's the relevance of bringing God into this at this point? As well as the who, you can do the what, the how, the when, and put in the perhaps a section for powerful words or questions. Lots of ways you can use a mind map. But I think you might find that quite useful.
Finally, when it comes to your point, you should be asking yourself whether now at this point, which is most likely going to be your title or going to be at least part of your title, is this point persuasive or is it practical? Most lessons, most of the time, become one or the other kind of a lesson. They're either primarily persuasive, like I want to persuade you to take on board this idea and live this kind of a way, or practical. I want to give you some tools so that you can, say, live the Christian life in a more effective manner, whether it's to do with spiritual disciplines or evangelism or caring for the poor and the needy and the sick and being compassionate. Is it persuasive or is it practical? Those are some other things to consider. Last thing I'm going to suggest is you take a three-step process. Even you don't have to do all the things I've just talked about, but if you do nothing else, I'd suggest this three-step process.
So three phases. Firstly, summary, then sentence, and then point. First of all, summary. To begin with, we write a summary, one paragraph. For example, perhaps this about our passage. The heart of Jesus is revealed as a heart of love. We learn to admire his heart because he was willing to be interrupted, to break tradition, to risk ostracization, and attempt the impossible. All of this motivated
by a desire to defeat death and reunite two people who loved and needed one another. These actions reveal that God is interested in all of us and our tragedies. As we imitate this heart of God, we too will have opportunity to let our friends know Jesus loves them. Now, let's boil that down to one sentence. Now, we've summarized the summary into a short sentence, which could be, Jesus loves ordinary people and will do whatever it takes to show us his love. Now, we're getting closer to our point. Now we're coming to the point. We've gone from summary to sentence to point. I have just four words here. Jesus loves to help. It's very simple. There are many other phrases or a set of words you could use that would do justice to the passage, but the point is to do justice to it, that does justice to the passage, but also that will fit for the needs of the group you're speaking to. The summary to the sentence to the point. Could you do that for your own lesson? See what you come up with.
Well, what do you think about all these points about how to funnel down all your information down to one point or boil it all down to that nice concentrated matter? What do you think about that? I'd like to know what you think. How do you get from having all this information down to just bring it down to one point? Do you think having one point is significant? Would you suggest it's not? And if not, why not? What helps you? What resources do you have to help you with this? Do you have any other techniques you use that will help us? I want to thank a number of you that sent in suggestions, including Dave Boyce, as to things that have helped them. Please do comment and let us all know what's been useful to you. That's all we have time for this week. I hope it's useful. Next week, we'll come back and do another one. And this fifth class will be on how to choose a structure for your lesson. If you have any comments, please drop them in the comment box below. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on. If you haven't already done so, hit the notification button, the subscribe button. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless. Well, here we are at the end of the process. We now have a nice concentrated dish, which I'm going to enjoy in a few minutes after finishing this video. Yum, yum, that cabbage and ginger soup is waiting for me, all boiled down to its most delicious concentrated flavors. Fantastic.